And when I think about the big family doings as we used to have when I was a kid, going out to visit all these people for dinners, I can remember a different kind of a society than we got today. They're, I guess, different kind of people in a way. Of course, the people that if you go out there and see, those people have not changed from the, they don't change that fast in that society. What I ought to do is cut a tape and let you take it out there and play it for them. If it wasn't, if I was real creative tonight, it might be a good idea. As it is, I've been kind of tired here the last week or so. I've been getting up about 4 o'clock every morning, and I find myself kind of poop out about 4 o'clock at night. Like you say sometime when you write me a letter that you're sure tired tonight. Well, I'm just lazy, I guess, fat and lazy. It's all, as I just got through saying, it's a mental condition. I could sit here and get myself prepped up to do almost anything I wanted to do if I did it, if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I'm too tired. Well, how is old Gary making out? Doggone, I don't hear much of him. I wonder, suddenly it comes to my mind that old Gary's doing something. Seems so funny the way lives have changed. I guess my unpredictable personality that kind of threw people away from you, your nephew and old Agnes's husband, they just suddenly changed. And that niece, she really flipped away by the time I told her a good girl would keep her room clean. I think that's what flipped Tommy right there. By George. Well, so such is life. Anyway, we go and do a little fishing, and we go around and do a little skylarking. Maybe we can take our trailer and head out for the Timbuktu. Tom wants to go to Florida a couple times. And I don't know. All I'd have to do is say, saddle up and let's go, Tom. Well, we've got so much to look forward to in the next 2 or 3 months, 5, 6 months. I guess I'll have this before my birthday blues. No, I don't do that anymore, do I? I've overcome all that stuff. Well, I'm in a kind of a doldrum right now in this job because the knuckleheads have got me squeezed in a box where I can't do anything. They refuse to promote me because I'm not in a slot that's got an open billet, and they refuse to open the billet by grading it up one like I ask them to do. And I don't know whether it makes any difference or not. I have to take my old Asiatic attitude and say, well, that's the way fate is. I wasn't meant to do this, and the good Lord's trying to tell me something. He's leading me along here and trying to tell me that I shouldn't be too concerned about this stuff, that it isn't for me, it isn't meant to be. But it seems to me like it might be better if I did a certain thing, like get promoted and get a better grade and make $14,000, $15,000 salary instead of $12,000. But I don't know. Maybe I'm not supposed to have it. If I was supposed to have money, I'd have had it, I guess, when I was 10. Money, gee whiz. When I think how my life has been so controlled, and look back and say, boy, if I'd had the jacket, I'd have done all this, you know, I'd have been dead a long time ago. Long time ago, I'd never been able to stand it. It took 100 years of living to make me see the light, I guess. But that's not uncommon in the human mind, the human being. Let's see if I've done anything exciting. There must be something I do. I do everything all day long. I work real hard, I guess. I seem to, then I've been sloughing off here just lately, though. Paperwork. I haven't had much paperwork to do. I have payrolls to get together, and I have personnel handled, and I have write a lot of messages, and I do a lot of diddy daddy, and I could sit around and do a lot more, I guess. But I don't. I like to get outside, so I go out and I get after the generator mechanics, and I get after the automobile mechanics, and I go down and look at the warehouse, and me and the supply officer, we plan things. Then I go around and look at the people who are building construction, small things. I've got a crew working, I call the sandbaggers. Got about 12, 14 women that build in sandbags. They fill sandbags and put them around bunkers and things that we have. So I found out that if you mix a little cement with this sand, it'll form, and these bags won't rot so much. They don't, even if they rot, you've got a kind of a brick laying there. It isn't cement like you'd make a cement brick. You mix it about eight sand and one cement shovel, and it just makes it a little tough. And you dampen it a little and throw it in a bag and flash it down, smash it down, kind of flat and stack it. Quite a job, quite a thing. And we build a lot of bunkers. We like to jump in bunkers whenever we need to. And this boss has got kind of excited about the people. He wants them to get in bunkers. So I do that, and then I drive around and I get after my chief honcho, the Filipino who's bosses all the people. Suddenly got mad at one of the other Filipinos, and he took his vehicle away from him, and he told him that he was wasn't going to work for him anymore. And so I had to get a hold of him, and we had a long talk, him and I. I hope he straightened out. Anyway, he's been doing good things the last 2 or 3 days. We have some of the craziest things happen. We have to pump our water up from wells up into the tanks on top of houses. And these pumps we got, everything out here is 220, all electric current and generators. Well, the pumps pump all right, but suddenly this pump of ours starts losing suction, and you have to prime it. And God, I primed it. I've been up here for 2 nights priming this thing. And I just said, I'm going to fix it. So I told these guys, all right, let's fix it. Get a foot valve. And they got a foot valve, and still a leak. And get a new pipe down there and a hole. And they got a new pipe down there. And still I was getting air bubbles in there someplace. I don't know. It's working all right tonight, but I've had them after it for every day for a week. Well, that's kind of fills up my days, and thoughts of you, of course, fill up my nights and days too. And that's the nicest time of my day, is when I can rear back and say, gee, the Flossie sent me a package again, and she sent me a letter, and let's sit down and read it. And I've had a lot of letters from you, lots of nice letters. They've been coming every day. And although what I noticed, some of them are 10 days late. That means they missed the boat someplace, because they usually get here in about a week. I get them from 5, 6, 7 days normally. And that's good, because that's just when I want them. Because my letters have passed yours on the way, and I don't write them as often, but I guess you got quite a stack of these records. And you know that when I send one of these tapes, there's about 30 minutes of listening. Some of it's drivel to pass the time away, but all of it's full of love. And these things I do are kind of mundane and not too exciting. So there's nothing to tell you exciting about. Big excitement to me is going up to Da Nang, which is 90 miles away, and I'm like a country kid getting in the city on the Saturday. But through all of these tapes, you find my love just blossoming over to you, honey, and running over and spilling out. And if I can't say it in words, I try to convey it in the actions, the tonal quality, or my enthusiasm for just living. And you're the one that keeps me enthused all the time. You're the one that I'm living for. You're my future. You're what I'm all excited about all the time. The things I'm doing is with you in the background. I love you so much that it's just like you're part of me. Trying to satisfy my own inner self, and when I satisfy you, that's the thing that keeps me most complete in life, and is the most satisfying thing in my life. So I can't get away from the fact that you're my guiding star. You're the one I live for, and I love you with all my heart. And I certainly am looking forward to this in 2 months from now when I get home. Looking forward to the time when I can squeeze your arm and don't have to do any talking. Just looking and sensing and knowing. So keep your chin up, honey. Keep your powder dry. And keep that old dog happy and sore-footed. And let Lou take care of her. And I'm sure my life is so filled with everything that I'm just about speechless now at the end of this tape. Isn't that silly? Anyway, you send the folks my regards and tell Aunt, tell Mom that I got her card and that I'm looking forward to her letter. That she said to tell Carly we love him, and tell her I love her too. In fact, give her my special blessing for Mother's Day. And I guess you'll sign the Mother's Day cards. I won't send any out this time. Because I guess I'm thinking mostly of you all the time right now. I haven't got too much else on my mind. Except my weight a little. 200, 204, something like that.